Thank the Lord this morning for that love that God has for us. And I'm thankful that God has told me very personally on multiple occasions that He loves me. I've experienced that in a very real way, the Lord telling me almost audibly. And those of you that know the voice of God know what I'm speaking of. But just so clearly, the Lord spoke to me and let me know that He loved me. But even more than that, I'm thankful that I know that He loves me this morning because He has shown me that He loves me. It wasn't just the words that He communicated, but it was His actions. It has been the presence of God in difficult times that He was there. He has proven His love to me because even times that I was maybe unlovable, He still loved me. He didn't leave me. When I messed up, He didn't say fine, but He was still there, a faithful friend. Times that going through difficult situations that He was consistent for me. He was the constant in a lot of variables in life. That He was still there. True love this morning is demonstrated love. True love is demonstrated. True love means something. It's more than just flowery words. It's more than a few things written on a card. It's kind of sad when you go in and look at the cards at Hallmark or wherever you find your cards. And there are so many that say, I know I don't tell you. Or I know I don't express to you enough, but I love you. No, that's kind of a sad commentary that there's that need for that many cards in our society. Because it is important to hear those words, I love you. In marriage, husbands and wives, it's important that we communicate that verbally. And it's important for our children for us to verbalize the love that we have for them. And I know that's difficult for some people that grew up not hearing those words, but nonetheless, it's important that we learn to communicate that. But again, in addition to the words, I'm thankful that God did not assume that I knew He loved me. Now, Sister Tammy told us this morning of her favorite verse, first verse that she learned. For God so loved the world that He what? That He gave. In other words, it wasn't just, the scripture didn't just say God loved us. He loved us and He showed us that love by sacrifice. He showed us that He loved us by giving of the thing that was most precious to Him. And I know He loves me because He did that. And He proves it over and over. The scripture also says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, that while we were what? Yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. In other words, He exhibited, He demonstrated, He showed His love to us when we didn't deserve it. And we did not earn His love. But He loved us when we were unworthy. And He still sacrificed for us. Has not God proven His love to you? I wrote on the board, you know that I love you. And we're going to get there. But you know, God could say that to us this morning. You know that I love you. But don't we know it because He showed it to us? And He continues to show us His love. We sing the song, and I'd like us to sing a verse here in just a couple of few minutes. Song number 179, What a Friend. Written by Joseph Scriven in 1855. This was the man that wrote that song. He was, as a young man, he was engaged to be married. And on the day before his wedding, his bride-to-be was crossing, if I understand the story right, his wife was crossing a bridge on a horse. And I don't know if the horse acted up or the bridge fell through. But she ended up in the water with this horse accident. And he watched on the other side of that bridge as his bride-to-be was came up out of the water, life was gone from her. The day before they got married. Sorrow, he was struck with sorrow. They say that in his life he suffered depression on and off. He had a lot of sorrow in life. But at age 25, he migrated to Canada. At age 39, he found someone else that he gave his love to. And he had been influenced by the brethren church, the friends, Quakers. And he had encouraged his wife-to-be to have full immersion baptism, according to the Scripture. She had been sickly some in life, and she, by her own choice, was baptized. The water was just barely thawed from being frozen. And it was icy cold water, and she was baptized, and she got pneumonia. She passed away a few months later. This was a man that had experienced a lot of grief. He'd experienced a lot of heartache. But he repeatedly turned to a friend that had not left him. He repeatedly had learned the lesson that God cared about him. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Why? Because we don't take it to the Lord in prayer. The Savior showed his love to him. You know that love is not founded upon the premise that everything always goes well. Love in marriage does not mean that you will always see eye to eye. It does not mean that you will always wake up every morning on the same page. Love among God's people is not because we all have the personality that just naturally clicks together. But love is something that is deeper than that. Love is something that is a choice. Love is a choice. Love is a consecration. I told Renee one time, I said, Renee, I said, I am dedicated to you. I said, to me, that was another way of saying, I love you. You don't have to worry about me walking away. You don't ever have to worry about me not being there, because true love means I will be there. And that is what God has proven to us. And that is what the author of this song had found to be a reality in his life. Let's just sing verse 1 of it, if you will. And as we sing it, I want you to think about this man that had found sorrow a reality time and time again, but he found one that really loved him. A man that had lost two brides-to-be still found that there was a friend. And I look around this morning, and I don't know every struggle that all of you have had. I know some of the battles. But do you know that we have found that Christ has been a friend that has showed us His love? It was more than just casually saying, you know that God loves you. But it was something that was a reality. And I'm thankful this morning that we have a friend that loves us, that we can count on, that He will not leave us this morning. The Lord will not forsake His people because He has invested in us. He's invested in us. He has a vested interest in everything that touches our life. And God has shown His love so faithfully and unwaveringly. I'd like to turn, if you would, to John in the 21st chapter in the 15th verse. Jesus had appeared to his disciples, and they had just dined on fish. And Jesus came to Simon Peter, and he said, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" And different commentators and different theologians have had different thoughts. Do you love me more than these fish? Do you love me more than your natural work? Some have thought that he was talking about the other disciples. Peter kind of had taken in his mind before the crucifixion that he was had a little special thing going with Christ and thought that he was loved the most. And some think that Jesus was saying, do you love me more than these do? Do you love me more than these other disciples? But whatever the case, Jesus was asking him about his love. And Peter said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my lambs." And Jesus said again to him the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And he said, "Feed my sheep." And he said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Jesus, you know that I love you. You know that I love you. Do you know that we understand love because of the love that God has had for us? That's how we truly begin to understand what love really means as we begin to comprehend the sacrifice and the dedication that the Lord has for us this morning. But I wonder if the Lord asked us the question, "Do you love me?" What would your answer be to the Lord today? Do you love me? And we might say what Peter did is, "Lord, you know that I love you." But Jesus taught us that our love is demonstrated through our obedience to the words of Christ. You see, there are many people in our world that tell, I think about husbands that tell their wives, "I love you," and they turn around and mistreat them day after day after day. I'm speaking of abusive situations. And they say, "I love you," and I've wondered, what kind of love is that? What kind of love is it? Are these just words? You know that love is more than an expression. Love should be demonstrated. Love, true love, means that I am dedicated, I am consecrated, I'm not going anywhere. True love means I'm interested in your welfare more often than not, more than I am my own. That's what love is. And the Lord is saying, "Do you love me?" And our response is, "Lord, you know that I love you." It's a good thing for us to tell the Lord we love Him. I believe God likes to hear it. You know, I believe my wife, and she can speak for herself. I think she likes to hear me tell her that. We'd gone out to dinner and did the flowers and the cards and all of that the other day, but was Valentine's Saturday, Friday? Saturday. We celebrate a little early. But I left a note. I got up early the other morning and went out to the study and I wrote just a little note, handwritten note, and I left it there for her so when she woke up, she'd see it. And she texted me. I was out in the office outside, and I came in, and it meant something to her. Just a few words written out. And I walked into the bathroom, and on the mirror, there were little Post-its covering the mirror. And each Post-it told her why she loved me. They're still on the mirror. I didn't take them down. But it meant something. Now the boys, the children came in and read those and they had a few laughs at a few of them, but do you know, to go through specifically why I love you, the Lord likes to hear that too, I believe. Do we love the Lord this morning? We say, yes, Lord, I love you. Why do we love Him? And I believe the Lord wants to hear those words, but you know, more than the words, the Lord wants us to turn and demonstrate our love for Him. Just like we should in our homes, just like we should with others, that the words love is not just something that comes out of our mouth of love, but love is something that the Lord sees in our life. And that is why the Lord spoke over in John 15, verse 9, it says, as the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. He said, continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in my love. Then in verse 12 he said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as what? As I have loved you. And how did God love us? By sacrificing. By being there. By being consistent. By being faithful. He said, my new commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do whatsoever I have commanded you. So when Jesus asked Peter, he said, do you love me more than these? And Peter said, in our language today, he said, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Do what I've asked you to do. I want the Lord to be able to look on my life, our lives, this morning, and know that we love Him, not just because we say it, but that He can look on our life and know that we love Him because we're keeping His Word. And do you know that keeping the Word of God is not always convenient? Do you know it is not always convenient to love somebody? It's not always convenient to love, but love is not self-focused. True love is about the other person. True love is not about what makes me feel good, but true love is giving of myself to make someone else feel better. Isn't that what God did for us? True love gives. And where there is not sacrifice in a relationship, you're going to find that there is a lack of love. Because where there is love, there's going to be sacrifice. And the Lord, and if we are going to serve the Lord and abide in His love and really demonstrate our love to God, it's going to be through obedience. And obedience is not always convenient. Young people and children, it's not always convenient to do what's right. It's not always convenient to do the right thing, but love means that I'm going to do the right thing because I'm dedicated to you. Lord, I'm dedicated to you, and when I'm tempted, Lord, I'm going to do the right thing by your grace because I don't want to disappoint you. I want to be faithful. Love is not limited this morning to an emotional feeling. You know, with love, and you will find it in relationships, those special moments of emotional connection, those are wonderful, aren't they? Those are good. We need those. Parents need them with children. Children need them with parents. Husbands and wives need it. We need it in our walk with God. Just those real special emotional connections. But do you know, true love is not based on an emotional connection by itself. Because there's going to be some days that maybe you don't feel as much emotion, but your commitment should be just as strong. That's what love is this morning. So, when we tell the Lord, Lord, you know that I love you, does He know by how we're living? Does He know by how we are acting? And love is about seeking, loving God is about seeking His will above our own. It's about obedience. And as you know this morning, the relationship of love is only complete when true love is returned. There might be times that you love somebody. You're dedicated, you're consecrated to that person, and you're interested in their welfare. and you try to demonstrate that love and it's not returned, you have an incomplete relationship. And there's nothing you can do to change that. That's part of the problem with human relationships, is that you can't change what someone else does or what they receive or what they're willing to give. But do you know that God will accept our love this morning? And He's going to be faithful to us. So this is my commandment, that you love one another. The burden that the Lord gave me is twofold this morning. You know that I love you, Lord, but that's going to only be a reality as we live it. And then the Lord told us that we are to love one another. And you know, it's easy sometimes for words to be spoken. I love them. But true love, remember, it means something. It means I'm going to be faithful. It means I'm going to sacrifice myself for you because of love. The scripture in Ephesians 4, chapter 2, it says, with all lowliness and meekness, endeavoring with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. You know that true love forbears? You know the definition of forbear means in the Greek to put up with? And I think it means more than just, well, I'll just put up with them. But there's something in the spirit that I'm dedicated to them, and I'm not going anywhere. I love them. So even when my feathers feel like they're a little bit ruffled, even when I don't understand why they're doing what they're doing, He said, with lowliness and meekness, forbear one another in love. In other words, that we're going to, you know, with all of our different personalities, with all of our differences, that if we love one another, we can say, well, you know that I love you. Do you know that that sometimes might be called in question? Have you ever wondered, do they really love me? You know, they say they do, but the way they're acting, you know, I'm not quite sure. The Lord wants us to demonstrate our love by the way we act. And that means whether it's in marriage or whether it's in the congregation, whether it's at work, wherever it is with our family, that there is going to have to be some forbearing with one another. And that doesn't mean that there's a lack of love, but that we forbear and recognize that there are differences, but I am committed to this relationship. That's part of the essence of love, saints. And Jesus said that that would be the identifying mark of His people. He said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. And the Lord gave us that example. And so are we loving those around us. The scripture teaches husbands to love their wives as what? As Christ loved the church. And Christ loved the church by giving Himself for it. So I could get up and say, Renee, I love you. And she wants to hear those words. But if I just say, you know that I love you, how does she really know that? Yes, the words are important, but she is only going to really know the reality of my love if I give myself for her. And that is how we as husbands were taught to love our wives, to put their welfare above our own, to be considerate of their emotional needs, of their welfare, of their desires, of their purposes. And in giving ourselves, you know that there is great fulfillment in love. There's great fulfillment. See, what the world is, how the world is living is very selfishly. They're very self-focused and thinking it's all about me, and if I don't want to do that, I won't do it, and I'm only going to do what feels good to me. But I look at people that have followed that philosophy, and I don't seem happy. But true happiness is not just because, remember what a friend? It's not just because everything is always going just like I had planned around me, but it's because there is dedicated, consecrated purpose for a relationship. Doctor, and I'm going to be very brief here, I appreciated the Sunday school this morning. It just goes right along with what I'd like to share. Dr. Gary Chapman wrote about the importance of being able to express your love for other people, specifically for husbands and wives, but it broadens out from there. And he wrote about what he termed the five languages of love. The first one being, and again, these are how we communicate that we love one another. And it's not enough to say, well, you know that I love you, but are we communicating that with our languages? The first one is words. We heard about that in Sunday school. Are we communicating to those around us that we love them by the words that we speak? Words of affirmation. If we really want someone to know that we love them, do you know it takes words of affirmation? Words that build up. Do you know in a marriage, for husbands and wives, to speak positively and to say something complimentary, especially men need it too, don't misunderstand me. But brethren, do you know what it does to our wives or to our daughters? I'll go there too. For to hear words of affirmation in what it does to their self-image and how they view themselves, to have us communicating by our words that you are special. You are special to me. Words of affirmation we communicate. It's more than just saying you know, but it's how we communicate and what we communicate. Second way that we demonstrate our love, this language of love, is by quality time. If we say we love someone, but we're never spending time with them, do you know what starts calling that love into question? Remember what I said about love is not always convenient? We live in such a busy age. Renee and I were talking on the way to service this morning. It seems like sometimes we've got so much to do that we can't even hardly live life because we're just busy all the time. And there's so many things demanding our attention that when you do take a break, your mind is still half focused over here. But it is so important, just like it is with God, take time with God to show Him our love, is to take time with those that we really love to communicate, I love you, by giving our undivided attention. Maybe it's a walk in the park, maybe it's just a stroll down the street, but to take time to spend with each other to show and communicate that I love you. Gifts. You know that gifts, and Renee, I've shared this before. Years ago, Renee and I were talking to someone, you know, they'd act up and they'd give their wife flowers. They wouldn't say they were sorry. They wouldn't apologize, but they just give their wife flowers. And Renee's comment to me was, save the flowers. In other words, it really doesn't mean a whole lot because the flowers are good. But if there was a problem, what's better with it is, honey, I'm sorry. I love you, and I don't want to do this again. But do you know that in our gifts in almost every culture are a language of love? And I know that sometimes, even when things are a little tight, you know, gifts don't have to be expensive to communicate love. I've told this, and I believe it was on a Valentine's Day many years ago, we had about $5 to our name. And I remember leaving the house and going from store to store to store, and I was about in tears looking for something to buy my wife for Valentine's Day. I think I had $5, if I'm not mistaken. And I found a little potted flower, and that's what I had to give. Do you know that meant just as much to her as if I would have brought a dozen roses? I couldn't afford it. We didn't have any money. But do you know that gifts don't have to be expensive? But what it's saying is, I'm thinking about you. It's a language of love. I care about you. And it's important that we do that. Acts of service, you know, that's a language of love. What we do for each other, an act of service. And I would kind of label those for us men, at least, honeydew projects. And after being gone for a month, I came home. I think I have a number of them that are waiting on me. But do you know those honeydew projects are another way of showing someone that you love them? Yeah, I see there's a need. I see there's something that needs to be done, and I love you, and I want to take care of that. It shows something special. You know, I noticed yesterday that, well, I'll just say who it was. Sister Melanie said, oh, I appreciate my husband. He vacuumed the floor for me. That's kind of a joke at home with Renee and me. It's like, I know that I can win favor if I'll vacuum the floor. And it's just something that we laugh about at home. But do you know those little deeds of kindness for each other? It's a language of love. And it's more than saying, well, you know that I love you, but I'm demonstrating. I want to show you that I love. And it's not doing it begrudgingly, but it's doing it with a willing heart. And lastly, but not least, is the importance, and I speak specifically in marriage, but there are other areas as well. But do you know there's nothing like a language of love of the physical touch? Give them a hug. Husbands holding their hand. Just our children also need, there's a security in giving our children a hug and letting them know that we care about them and love them. There's a sense of security that comes with that. It's a language of love. The language of love is not about our comfort this morning, but it's about how we communicate the real desire of our heart in the deeds, with our words, but also with our actions. And as the scripture said, I think, Tessa, that was your verse this morning, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So we say, Lord, you know that I love you. Can we show the Lord we love Him this morning? Can we show each other, and it starts in our homes? We say, well, you know that I love you, but let's show that love. And let's sometimes examine maybe, you know, the language of love, again, is not about our own comfort. It's about looking at the need of the other person. It's not selfish. And it's getting out of our comfort zone sometimes to demonstrate this kind of love. And I know that's part of the problem with human relationships, as was mentioned earlier, is that sometimes people don't hear what we're saying through hurt, through misunderstanding, that sometimes when we try to communicate our love, it can even be misconstrued and misunderstood and not accepted. But you know, with God, He knows all of our hearts this morning. And He knows where our heart is. He knows where our love is, but we demonstrate it through our life. I'm thankful this morning for God's love. And I would that it be each one of our desire that we show Him our love through the sacrifice of our life, giving back to Him. And I also, my prayer would be is that, Lord, help us to communicate our love to each other in a greater way by this language of love. You know that I love you. And I would say, and Brother Randy, you ended your Sunday school lesson this morning, and I would say as well to the congregation, I love you all. I love my wife. I love my family. But do you know, more than the words, it's going to be found in these other languages that we speak of love. Doing, sacrificing, giving, dedicated, being there for each other is what speaks of the love of our hearts. May God bless you this morning. Amen.